You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Tuesday, February 23rd, 2016. It is week 144 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
It's time to open that box that you ordered yesterday and be like, let's see what I can eat for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Or all three. I'm not judging you. What's the most you've had pizza?
How many meals in a row?
Yeah. I think I could probably say like five.
It's hard to tell.
I think one time I ordered a large pizza by myself and I ate it for like dinner, and then the next morning I had it for breakfast, and then I had it for lunch. Sad times. Jeez, that's kind of sad.
Yeah, it is sad.
I shouldn't say stuff like that.
Yeah, I can't remember. I can say for definitely three and that I can remember, but I can't remember more than three.
But would it be like lunch, dinner, and breakfast? Or would it be like dinner, breakfast, and lunch?
Probably dinner, lunch, dinner.
No breakfast?
Something like that. I guess it would have to be in a row, right?
Yeah.
In a row is hard to say. I'd just probably skip breakfast straight to lunch. Nice. Wake up at like noon. Probably something like
probably
that.
Probably something like that.
Yeah.
The other day I had Taco Bell for dinner and then for breakfast because I woke up early enough to get breakfast at Taco Bell.
Mm. Yeah, but that's a little different because it's kind of different menu.
Yeah.
I mean, same place, but...
Yeah, and I got different
things. Pizza's like the same pizza, literally.
Yeah. Literally.
Literally.
So it's the leftovers where we're going to talk about everything that's not superheroes or Star Wars. But sometimes it's a fine line.
Sometimes
we straddle the shit out of that line.
We do. Because some people they do heroic type things.
Yeah.
But they don't have superpowers. But then Batman also doesn't have superpowers. But he's a superhero.
Yeah.
I guess. Some people debate that.
Because sometimes I need a hero. I'm holding up for a hero.
I need a hero.
How's the song go? I used to love
do, 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 do,
hero. What? I need a hero. I'm holding up for a hero at the end of the fight. He's gotta be strong. He's gotta be good. He's gotta be something on fun. I need a hero. That's like the ultimate 80s song to me. Like,
yeah.
I hope that song came out in the 80s because that's...
I hope so.
I think it did. But that song, if I were ever...
I hope it's not one of those songs that came out in the 90s but sounds like 80s. Those are disappointing.
It came out in like Eastern Europe in the 90s.
Those are disappointing songs to me.
But yeah, that's a very 80s song to me.
Yes.
If I were to make an 80s movie, that one. And then there's a song by Journey that I'd put in that movie.
Mm-hmm. Which song?
The one that goes like, do, 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 do. No, it's like, ah, shit. How's it go? God. I like just had it in my head and then I had a brain fart. Journey. If I look at the song names, you think I can figure this out?
Yes. I have hope.
Do 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 do.
Oh, it's the song from, I remember as the song in Tron Legacy for some reason.
Yeah.
It's a jukebox. The jukebox are all going off at the Flynn's Arcade.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun,
yeah, it's like that one.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah.
Separate Ways.
That's it.
I love that song. That's like my, that yeah, used that, to be my Get Ready in the Morning song.
Oh yeah, that's a great song.
That song like pumps you up.
That is a great song.
So, I don't know why we got on that topic. Oh,
talking
about heroes and stuff. Bad Boys 3.
Yes.
Will Smith confirms he's returning with Martin Lawrence. Apparently, he ran into Martin Lawrence a few weeks ago.
All right.
Gave him a hug. Mm-hmm. And, like, they haven't seen each other for years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And he gives him a hug. And he's like, it was a feeling where I was like, we're doing this.
Really?
That's what
That's
he said.
That's simple.
Because before he said he might not appear in the movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now he's like, we are for sure doing this.
Okay. I'm happy about this.
Mainly because he saw Martin when he ran into Martin Lawrence, he was homeless on the street, and he's like,
I have been in a movie in a while.
I need to be in this movie with him. He's hitting hard.
They didn't greenlight Black Knight 2.
Yeah.
Big Mama's House, they're not doing a third one? I don't know. God, I think they made two of them.
Yeah.
They're not giving me any more. He's like, okay.
He's like, okay, I'll do it for you.
Yeah. This is one of those.
But like, you got to be my Jeffrey. And yeah. That's what they should do. When we talked about making a remake of Fresh Prince, where Fresh Prince is Uncle Phil.
Yeah.
Get Martin Lawrence to be Jeffrey.
Oh, yes. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Sounds like a great idea.
I'm sure he wouldn't do it.
He wouldn't do it. I mean, if they paid him enough money, they would. But yeah. I don't think they paid him enough money.
Extremely high budget TV show.
High budget Fresh Prince.
Like, they start at $1 million an episode, at least.
Yeah. Exactly. But yeah, you can't do Bad Boys without these two guys. Like, call it something else. That's I don't understand. It's just look, there's no like concept to this show. It's just two cops in Miami.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand how that's a franchise concept where like people are gonna be like, oh, Bad Boys, I'm gonna go see that because it's called Bad Boys, even though there's no characters I liked.
That's the weird thing, is it's based on like the name of this movie is based on like the song from Cops.
Is like that the theme song? Is the song based on the movie?
No.
Or the movie's based on the song?
I think so.
Really?
Because that Bad Boys, Bad Boys.
They do sing that song.
They sing it in every movie.
Yeah.
So I think
what
it's...
What you gonna do?
I relate to that.
Oh, yeah. So but, that's what I'm... Yeah. I guess that's why. Because you're like, oh, it's just two cops. That's the song.
So when do you think Bad Boys came out? The first one? Give me a year.
All right. It's got to be after Independence Day. It's got to be after Men in Black. So it's got to be the year 2000.
Nope. Damn it. Way off.
Way off?
It did come out, it came out before Men in Black, actually.
Really? I'm thinking Bad Boys 2. When Bad Boys 2 come out?
1 second.
It came out before, but after Independence Day, it had to be.
Nope. Before Independence Day.
What?
Yeah.
It's blowing my mind.
Bad Boys came out in 1995.
Wow.
When did Bad Boys 2 come out?
Had to be 2000.
Nope.
No? When did that come out?
It was
out?
A dark period in America's history. 2003, post 9/11.
That was a 8-year
yeah.
sequel?
Yeah.
Wow.
And this new one's about to be like a 13,
right.
14-year sequel.
I guess that's right. Weird.
Yeah. I remember I was so... I saw Bad Boys 1. I think I must have been 6 years old. We saw it at home.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom told me I could watch it if I didn't say anything that was in the movie. And I remember I was like, okay, I won't say anything that's in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's a scene when they came... They went into a house. Like, they like barged into a house.
Yeah.
And they're like in the middle of a shootout. Mm-hmm. And Martin Lawrence is like, we just came over to ask for some sugar.
Yeah.
And so I said that line.
Oh, yeah.
And thinking my mom was lying about, like, I was like, there's no bad word. Like, yeah. I took it to mean that she said, like,
you
oh,
can't
you
say
can't
any
want
bad
any bad words.
About the movie, yeah.
My mom stopped the movie and was like, go upstairs.
Wow.
Like, you're not watching the rest of this movie. So ever since then, my mom was showing that she was dominant over me.
Hilarious.
Since a young 6-year-old.
You can't quote even regular lines.
Yeah. I was like, there's nothing bad. I think they must have said brown sugar or something, and my mom, like, she's like, I told you, you can't say any lines from this movie. I thought I was joking around or something.
It's hilarious.
My parents had no business showing me that movie, though, when I was 6. Was that movie rated PG-13? No, it was rated
it had
R.
To be R, right?
That was the first R-rated movie I must have seen then.
Really? Because
I saw Deep Impact, which was also R, I believe. Nope. Armageddon? Nope. I saw one R-rated movie on an airplane once, but that was edited. Wow, Bad Boys, first R-rated movie I ever saw.
Wow.
Well, 5-year-old Drew, 6-year-old Drew. Do you remember the first R-rated movie you saw?
I don't. It's probably like Terminator 2 or something.
Is Terminator 2 R?
Would be my guess. Yeah, that's R. That'd be my guess. I don't have a concrete memory of it.
Yeah,
but
right.
That would probably, that's probably my guess.
What year? Do you know what year that movie
oh,
came out?
Oh, yeah, 1992.
Nope.
What?
1991.
What?
This is like your off week, dude.
What? 1991?
Yeah.
Must have been on DVD in 1992.
Yeah, probably. No, it was on VHS in 1992 because the technology for DVDs wasn't available to the public.
It didn't come out in 1992? Skynet launches on 1997. Does that help?
I guess, sure.
Well, then...
Not for this conversation.
Well, then in T3, it was 2003. Then Genesis, it's 2017. So I guess it changes all the time.
Yeah. Baywatch news. We were talking about the 80s earlier. The Hoff was a big 80s guy.
We were. Oh, Hoff makes a cameo in this, right?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Pamela Anderson? No, confirmed. She's got to make a cameo too, right? All the people who want to make a cameo, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of famous people in Baywatch.
Yeah. I guess not everyone's going to make a cameo, but anyone.
Did you ever watch Baywatch?
I've seen an episode or two.
I don't think I ever have. I always wanted to, because yeah, it was always like the sexy show.
Yeah. It's just people on the beach.
And they're in like, you know, like One Pieces.
Yeah.
So like, sexy.
Yeah. I don't even know what like the plot of the show was. Like they're just lifeguards,
but I think there's like drama that happens in between the lifeguards.
Oh.
But there's
lifeguard
also,
drama, just like real life.
But then they also have to like save lives and stuff.
Mm. That's why I'm confused. Like this bit of news is like there's a villain.
Yeah.
Like who's a villain? Who would be it? Is there like someone's trying to close down the beach?
Yeah, Priyanka Chopra signed on as the villain.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing huge stuff for an Indian person.
Yeah.
From India.
Mm-hmm.
Bollywood actress.
Yes.
Voiced in playing Ishani in Planes.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to her. Come on the podcast. Yeah. Come through.
I get a ton of people for this movie.
Oh, she was in that one show. FBI show or something? Quantico.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if this movie is going to be... Because they're getting a lot... It's a comedy?
I think so, because The Rock is in
it. Yeah, and Hannibal Buress.
Hannibal Buress is in it.
So I wonder if it's going to be like making a little bit of fun of Baywatch.
Yeah.
Which it probably will, but not like over the top. I feel like it's going to be like... They made like a couple Brady Bunch movies where they like made fun of the Brady Bunch. In the Brady Bunch.
You want me to read like what the show's about from Wikipedia?
The show or what the movie's
Baywatch.
About?
The show.
Okay, what's the show about?
It's an action drama series about the Los Angeles County lifeguards who patrol the beaches of Los Angeles County, California, starring David Hasselhoff. Plot. Baywatch revolved around the work of a team of lifeguards and their interpersonal relationships, with plots usually centering on dangers related to beach and other activities pertinent to California, later Hawaii, beach lifestyle. Everything from earthquakes and shark attacks to serial killers and even nuclear bombs served as plot conflicts on the show. Saving people from drowning tended to be one of the most typical situations used in the show. How many episodes do you think the show ran for?
Let's see.
Damn. Okay, I'll give you a hint. 11 seasons.
Oh, jeez.
Jason Momoa was on the show.
What?
In the later seasons.
120 episodes?
Double it.
240?
242.
What?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah. 11 seasons.
They kept it going that long. Wow.
Quite a big...
Yeah, the movie synopsis, all it has is two unlikely prospective lifeguards vie for jobs alongside the buff bodies who patrol a beach in California.
Okay.
So, that's a stupid synopsis. Yeah. Kingsman 2 news. Julianne Moore has been cast as the villain.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Got a big name.
Yeah.
Although, she's been in several villain roles that I haven't really liked.
Yeah, there was that one movie where she played Sarah Palin.
Yeah. Yeah, that was it. Great villain role.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she was like, she's the bad guy in Elysium. The bad guy in like Hunger Games. It's like the
She's in Elysium? Are you sure? You're not talking about Helen Hunt?
No, Julianne Moore.
Wasn't Helen Hunt in that movie too? Jodie Foster.
That's who I'm thinking of, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mixed it up. But she's Julianne Moore's the one in Hunger Games, right? Or is that someone else too? Okay. I guess then I take it back. I don't know.
She's kind of the bad person in Still Alice. It's her Alzheimer's. That's the villain in that movie.
Yeah, so that should be interesting.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see this Kingsman 2. Is it the same director?
I believe so.
Okay, that's good news. Ghostbusters news. They did a little teaser, which really didn't show anything. But the trailer's going to be released on March 3rd.
Cool.
So it's coming.
Cool, cool, cool.
It's coming.
And
Astro Boy news. They made a movie, I think 2009. I think that's here. I could be off by that. Yeah, I read that one. I read this week, so okay. I just that's a bad memory one because I didn't remember.
Oh, you're right. 2009.
I did see this movie, and they're making a live action version, and it's coming from the San Andreas writers. So this movie wasn't terrible, but live action version seems interesting, I guess. But it always looks like it's just like Mega Man to me. It seems like it's just like Mega Man, except he's not as cool
because he doesn't wear a shirt. Like, all he wears is, like, white, like, tight.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like his hair, though. If I could do hair like that, I'd probably have cool hair like that.
Yeah, he's, like, he looks like he's, like, from the 50s, 50s style hair or something. Like, all greased up.
Yeah.
I know he's, like, a robot. But
you're not too far off, though. The show originally ran from 1963 to 1966.
Oh, there we go. That's why his hair was like that.
Yeah. They're like, oh, it's just very stylish, very normal.
Yeah. It's like, what are you trying to say in 50s hair? This is normal hair.
The plot synopsis for the TV show on IMDb is, this show is about a robot boy who fights crime and other robots, not Mega Man.
Of course. Like, how is that not, like, copyright written? Like, it's the same thing, isn't it?
Kind of. It's the first Japanese animated TV series to be shown and marketed internationally.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, in 2007, Astro Boy was declared a royal resident in Japan and also named as Japan's envoy for overseas safety. That's weird.
Does America do anything like that? Because Japan seems to be like, oh, now Godzilla's a citizen. They seem to do that.
Is Mickey Mouse a citizen?
Yeah, in America. I don't think we do things like that.
I don't think so either. I think we take citizenship very... There's already a citizenship problem here.
You're right.
Where if we're like, oh yeah, you know, all these fictional characters are all citizens, like all these like illegal aliens are going to be like, what the fuck? Like, I'm applying to be a citizen. I want to be like, a citizen.
You let Mickey Mouse be a citizen?
Does he pay taxes? Is he just a leech on the system?
Exactly. John Wick sequel news. They released a title of the movie. It's going to be called John Wick Chapter 2.
In all caps.
But no, that's how I did it. But, okay. Yeah, so that's an interesting title.
Yeah. Because, how many chapters are there?
Good question. They're going to keep... It's going to be, like, Taken. They'll keep making it until people
Keanu Reeves is actually successful enough to make other movies that are just like this movie.
Exactly. That's what it seems to be. And it's going to be released on February 10th, 2017, so less than a year away. John Wick, Chapter 2.
This is a random question. Do you remember that Aziz Ansari bit about races... Like slurs?
Yes. And
racial slurs?
Yes.
Do you remember the one where it's like you have a touch of the tar brush?
Yes.
Is that one?
The touch of the tar brush.
Is that the Asian one? If they're like a little bit Asian? What? You can't tell?
Was it Native American? Are you sure it wasn't Native American?
Look it up. Touch of the tar brush. Pertaining to someone of mixed race heritage. To signify someone is commonly, though not exclusively, of Afro-Caribbean, or to a lesser extent, South Asian in their background or in their appearance.
Right.
So Keanu Reeves is a touch of the tar brush. Because I think he's like an eighth Chinese or something.
Yeah. Yeah. And Blade Runner 2 is going to be released January 12th, 2018.
Nice.
So a bunch of different release dates coming.
That's the one with Ryan Gosling and Harrison Ford. Right.
Is that the one?
I think so.
I don't know. I never saw Blade Runner 1.
Me neither.
So, but these dates always, that's why I find these dates odd, because they always change.
I realized earlier today that there's a lot of movies I haven't seen. I was going through Netflix.
Of course. There's always, there's a ton of movies I haven't seen.
Yeah. But there's like, I was going through Netflix and I was like, do I want to watch like From Dusk Till Dawn? And I was like, nope. Do I want to watch this? Nope. Do I want to watch this other movie I haven't seen? Nope.
Yeah.
And then I actually did play some things, and then like 2 minutes in, I was like, nope. And I ended up watching a movie I've probably seen 100 times.
Yeah.
Which I'm going to talk about.
That happens like all the time. It's like,
on
I
Wednesday.
Could watch something new, but it's like, I don't feel like it.
Yeah. It's like, do I want to watch this movie that I like never finished?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, nope.
Like, no, I don't care enough.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know what mood I'm in right now.
Yeah.
I was like, maybe I'll just watch Master of None for like the 12th time.
Yeah. Assault. They are making a TV series of it because
Angelina Jolie's returning, right?
No way. She's got enough money. It's like, I don't want to do that. But
how much money do you think she has?
I think she's got quite a bit. I don't know why I think that, because what has she really done?
I mean, she is one of the most successful.
Let's go. Net worth.
According to like that whatever, that dumb celebrity.
That
like,
stupid thing celebrity. Means nothing. Let's go 100 million.
Double it.
200?
Yeah.
Wow. How much is Brad Pitt's net worth? He's less than her. He's got to be. I'm going to go 130. What's Brad Pitt's?
This is according to therichest.com. Mm-hmm. 240.
He's more?
You need to start doubling your numbers, dude. Like, I'm way. You're always like half.
Man, I forget the inflation rate, man. Yeah. The times have changed. I forget how much money's worth nowadays. I'm surprised he's worth more.
I Another website says he's worth 240 and she's worth 125. Which is crazy. Maybe she like donates a lot of money or something.
Yeah. I don't know.
It says 240 and 145, so 385 together. Mm. Only that, I mean, what's that? They need to get that podcast money, bro.
Yeah, they need to get that.
I would listen to a podcast. If Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie did a podcast together,
of course.
I would have to listen.
Like, who's the most, like, famous person with a podcast?
Sylvester Stallone had a podcast for, like, a week.
Who's consistently that's been doing it for a while?
They're probably only famous because they have a podcast.
I know. So. There's no one like
Kevin Smith.
Huge. Yeah, I mean like
Adam Carolla.
There is really yeah. I guess Carolla.
He's not. Yeah, that
no
famous.
One's really that famous.
Joe Rogan.
Yeah, he's kind of. But I guess no one's really like huge. Like super. That I can think of at least. I feel like it would be very obvious to us if it was. But I'm sure some people. Have done podcasts for like a second, but no one consistently does one. They're super famous.
Most famous podcaster.
It's gonna say like somebody because of
podcasting. Oh, Ricky Gervais.
Oh yeah, that's pretty big.
He used to have it was like a radio show that they turned into a podcast.
Yeah, it's kind of weird with the radio show thing because
Mark Maron.
Because like Howard famous. Stern, you could say that's a podcast now if you want.
Mark Maron, is he famous?
I think he's a lot more famous because of the podcast.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Bill Burr.
He's pretty famous. Yeah, there's no like A-list, though. They don't have time, I don't think. Or care.
Or care.
Most likely they don't care.
Oh, no. It says Bill Maher, but I think that's bits of his show.
Yeah, it's just real time.
Jay Moore. I'm going to go with Kevin Smith.
All right. Yeah, there's no one, like, uber famous. There's no one, like, oh, I really want to see what that person thinks on there.
Would you listen to a Bill Cosby podcast?
Like, currently?
Yeah.
I'm making it now.
I would have to
I would
listen.
Definitely do that, yeah. I like, yeah.
Is there anyone who you wouldn't listen to a podcast from if they were that famous or, like, controversial?
I don't think so. I think it'd be really interesting.
If Mel Gibson had a podcast.
I think it'd be really interesting.
I would listen to the shit out of that podcast.
Because so many of those people, you have no idea how they act. Like, obviously, you can still put on an act for a podcast, but it's harder.
Yeah.
It's like a longer format, so it's like you're talking for a while. You are slipping out of it at some point.
Oh, wait. How famous is Bobby Lee in that whole spectrum?
Not so much.
Okay. I like his podcast a lot.
Yeah. Like, he's hot. Like, all these people are famous, but like nothing like A-list. Like if you put that guy in a movie,
like
he's
Matt
like
Damon.
The star. Yeah, like Matt Damon or Ben
he
Affleck.
Can't record a podcast because he's too busy filming. Like,
exactly.
The New
I don't think any
movie.
Of those people have time that are like that famous.
No, probably not.
Back to TV. Van Helsing show. I don't know if they're gonna call it Van Helsing still or whatever because it's a girl Van Helsing.
And then they're just gonna call it Helsing.
Probably, yeah.
With two L's.
You're probably right. With two L's. Kelly Overton is going to be Vanessa Helsing.
Nice.
In the show.
And some Rick and Morty news. Yay. They started recording season 3.
Like exciting.
Yeah.
Exciting.
I'm very excited.
Yeah. I'm so glad. Rick and Morty's just awesome.
Did you watch Gravity Falls this week?
Yes, I did.
Okay. I guess we'll talk about it tomorrow.
I completed it. Yes. Yes, we will. Did you see it?
I did not. I'm
okay. I was going to say, you're way behind. Yeah, you're way behind.
Or no, I think I'm a full season behind. Or maybe, yes. I think I've seen the first three episodes of season two.
Mm-hmm.
And then life got in the way.
Yeah, this was a very, this was like a, I'll talk about it in a little bit more detail tomorrow, but like there is a three-part finale. But it was
Weird
like,
Mageddon or something like that?
Yeah, but it was spread out over like 3 months or 2 months. It feels like a long time. They like did part one, then like 5 weeks later they did part two, and then like 2 months later. It was like really weird. Disney's always like that.
Yeah.
They do that with their shows. I don't get it.
Even with like their major shows like Star Wars Rebels and stuff.
Yeah, this is the same thing. I'm like, what is going on? Like, stop. But it is what it is.
And some video game news.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, there's like this toy fair where you can go and they like show off all the new toys that are coming out this year.
Yes.
And NECA Toys was there. And they have the license for Sony video game characters.
Mm-hmm.
And they said Sony is bringing back Crash Bandicoot. A toy rep for NECA Toys said that Sony's going to bring back Crash Bandicoot, which is amazing
exciting.
To me. As long as they don't do to Crash Bandicoot what they did to Spyro and make it like a weird thing.
True. They got to make it like the same.
Because I forgot Spyro was a thing. Like, I remember old
around.
Spyro, but he's around with Spyro's...
Bunch of friends and...
Sky World or whatever.
Yeah, a bunch of the... You put the thing on.
Like, I shouldn't talk shit on it because I have Amiibo.
It's like Amiibos, yeah. But Spyro.
But Spyro.
But...
Skylanders.
Yeah. That's it. But so, that's pretty exciting. He's before... He predates Spyro, right?
Yeah.
So he's...
But they're both made by the same studio. Naughty Dog.
Yeah.
And then he had, like, Crash Team Racing, and then they had, like, the
knockoff. What's the last Crash Bandicoot game?
I want to say it was... Like, it probably wasn't a regular Crash Bandicoot game. It was probably, like, one of the weird games that they made. Because they made Crash Team Racing, and they made, like, if I'm correct, I think they made, like, a Mario Party knockoff of Crash Bandicoot.
Let's see.
I don't know if he was in that Sony All-Star game, where it was, like, pretty much Super Smash Brothers.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if he was. Yeah, it's going to be, like, impossible, unless I know the game title.
No, you can look up Crash Bandicoot
on
Wikipedia.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And then it should show all the games he appears in. Or you can spell Crash Bandicoot wrong like me.
All right.
2010?
Yeah, 2010.
Latest release, Crash Bandicoot Nitro Kart 2.
There you go. 6 years. But yeah, it's time for him to come back.
I mean, look. Okay, so Crash Bandicoot 2, which I played. Crash Bandicoot Warped, which I played. Crash Bandicoot The Wrath of Cortex, which I played. Which was on PS2, Xbox, GameCube. And Xbox Originals. Then Crash Twinsanity, which I never played. Crash of the Titans, I never played. Crash, I never played all those. And then Crash Mind Over Mutant, which was 2008. That was the last...
That's the last real official...
Regular Crash game. And then they had Racing, and then they had Party, Crash Bash, and Crash Boom Bang.
Spinoffs.
And spinoffs, Crash Bandicoot, The Huge Adventure, which was a Game Boy Advance game.
Mobile.
Crash Bandicoot 2, Entrance, which was Game Boy Advance. And then Crash Bandicoot Purple, Ripto's Rampage, which was Game Boy Advance. Oh... Wait, the Crash Bandicoot Nitro Kart 3D, that was 2008? Mm-hmm. That was for... Oh, wait, no, that 2010. Those are iOS games.
Oh, okay.
And then they had two games that were canceled in... Or three games that were canceled in 20... Or
so
two
is 2006?
In 2010.
Is that what's the most recent that actually came out? It's a regular one. 2006?
Yeah, 2006.
Wow, 10 years.
Oh, wait, no. 2005.
Wow,
no, wait, no. That's Crash Team. 2008.
Wow. 8 years.
8 years.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's sad. I like Crash Bandicoot a lot.
He's coming back, though.
Yeah.
Good sign.
Hopefully he comes back looking cool.
Yeah.
And on Netflix today, Bear, B-A-R-E. Not to be confused with Bear, B-E-A-R. Or, that's the only other spelling, right? Bear.
I think so.
Yeah. Come back tomorrow for We Viewed Reviewed, where we're going to revisit some movies. We're going to talk about some movies that are really shitty, so some stand-up specials, and a lot of TV shows.
Yes, indeed.
And some music and some games that aren't video games.
Mm.
And then our discussion, I'm predicting this episode, tomorrow's episode, is going to run for 45 minutes.
I'll find out.
You'll find out tomorrow.
We'll see.
So... Come back tomorrow for some of that. We viewed, reviewed. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.